morning. I'd like to welcome each one of you here this morning. Welcome our visitors. Make yourselves at home with us here. And may the Lord be with us as we gather this morning. Let's start with our verse.
Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not of a filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. 1 Peter 5:2.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any announcements this morning? Randy?
This month has 5 Sundays, so we got together and had a put together a little program on Easter. And we would like to have this program in the morning, if that suits everybody, and with a potluck following. So we'll have opening song by Garen, opening by Delbert, 2 songs by the youth, and 3 Nails narrated by Tim, an Easter story by Alec, Drew, and Ty. And the parents will probably have to get together and decide which gospel they want to read that out of and divide it up. I'm not sure how that will work. 2 songs, ladies' songs with Mary Beth in charge, and 2 quartet songs, Kyle in charge, 2 men's group, or songs by couples with Marshall in charge. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Randy. It'll be next Sunday morning. Any other announcements? Okay, if not, I think we don't want to distract too much from the service this morning, but we do want to, like we said on the quick alert this last week, we want to take a little time here to fill Luke's position on the school board. Thought maybe just a little explanation would be in order. I think that Luke is very willing to stay on the school board through the rest of this school year. But we do have kind of a unique situation coming together on the school board. We have a high turnover this year. We know that Stan just started his first term on the school board here in the beginning of the year. And the end of this year, Garen and Tony go off. And now we're thinking about replacing Luke. And so that involves 4 out of the 5 members of the board. Clay's the other member. And so our thought was that if we could go ahead and have an election to replace Luke, and the new member would go ahead and come on the board right away and finish out this year, and it would just help provide a little bit of continuity in the middle of all the turnover. It would help the school board a little bit with some of the positions within the school board as far as chairman and treasurer and some of that. And so that's a little bit where we're coming from. And we realize it's hard enough to keep track of everybody's responsibilities that they have at business meeting. Some of you brethren are busy, your lives are full, your cup is full, and here we are trying to put somebody in on this position. Maybe we don't have a very good grasp of who has what this morning, but I think if your name is a nominee and you just feel like there's not time in your life, it's just not going to work for you, you can speak up, and if we do work ourselves into a jam here in some way, we'll work at getting out of it as we go. So does that make sense? Are there any questions? Or okay, I think we'd just like to open it up for your nominees now, and then I think Wayne and Luke will come up and help me count votes. So yes.
So effectively finishing Luke's term, that's like 1.5 years.
Thank you, Garen. Yep, Luke's actually a replacement. He replaced Josh, was originally put in on the term. Luke was as a replacement for Josh. So Luke's term is up the end of next year, the end of 27. So we're talking about 1.5 years here. So thanks for that clarification. Anything else that needs to be said? Okay, it's open for nominees.
Ha ha ha.
So Vaughn just finished a full four-year term in December, and before that he was on for maybe a year and a half. I think he finished my term when I was ordained. He's been off for a couple months. So what do we think? Is that right, Vaughn? How do you feel about it, Vaughn? Are you willing to be a nominee, or is that asking a little much?
I feel like it's a little much, but
okay. If
you feel like that's the way you guys want to go, I will do what I
can. Vaughn feels like it's a little much, but he does. He wants to be willing. So we'll open the nominees now. We'll see what happens.
So is that a nominee, or do I have to give it again?
You're going to have to give it again. Okay, Lyle.
Garrett Schmidt.
Garrett. Okay. All right, so we have the three nominees. Wayne and Luke, you want to come up and help me count them? Those nominees are Vaughn, Lyle, and Garrett. So you'll each get one vote. Okay, all those that would support Garrett, show that by raising your hands. Okay, Lyle. Vaughn. Okay, so Garrett will be the new school board member. And your brother want to stay up here for a bit? Okay. So Garrett will be the new school board member. He'll replace Luke for the rest of Luke's term, and we would like for Garrett to go on effective immediately, basically, and Luke will stay on as long as we can keep him there. So, okay. I think the next, we mentioned maintenance committee too. Luke just started his second three-year term on maintenance committee, and so that will be basically 3 years. So it's open for nominees on that.
Jody.
Chush.
Clay.
Okay. All right, so three nominees for maintenance committee would be Jody, Chush, and Clay. Those of you that would support Clay, raise your hands. Okay. Chush. And Jody. Okay. Okay. All right, Jody clearly got that one. So Jody will be the new maintenance committee member. Okay, thank you all for that. Just a couple more things here. We know that we have ongoing health situations in our congregation, and I know that you all are helping where you can and supporting and praying and Thank you very much for that. I think the diner night this Friday evening, is that right? It's this Friday evening, so that's going to be to help Monty and Regina out with expenses. And I think there's a hot dog roast planned here to help Kathy in the next while. And I think we've all seen the link for Darla's GoFundMe, and there's opportunity, isn't there? Wanted to just mention a couple more things. I know Wayne's got a message from Jordan's this morning, and Josie is facing some more difficulties, and so let's just continue to remember them in prayer. Seems like that's just a real battle. It's a kind of a roller coaster for them, and so let's continue to remember them in prayer. And we thought too we'd just mention a little bit what our brother Clark is facing. I think a lot of us are aware that he's been undergoing treatment, some radiation for cancer, and so we just wanted to mention that here this morning. That's concluded, and he's going into some secondary treatment, and it seems like it's responding favorably. If things continue to go that way, he's scheduled for a knee replacement here in a week and a half, and so Clark and Cheryl are facing a load too, and so let's remember them in prayer. Let's do what we can there. Thank you all very much for everything you're doing. I know it seems like there's a lot. I was thinking too about Gavino's mom. Has she had surgery already, Gavino, or is that getting ready to happen? This next week. She's doing really well. She's been pretty low, but she's doing better. She's there in Mexico. So anyway, let's just keep doing our little part. And it's like somebody said this morning, there's always room for one more little prayer, isn't there? So thank you to each one. Okay. We really appreciated being at annual meeting this year. We've just concluded that yesterday, and maybe we'll have a chance to report to you sometime on that, but annual meeting's brought us some good things today, too. We've got two brethren that are here with us on the rostrum, and we're thankful to have them here. Minister Lyle Penner from Swan River is here. I think he's here to see Tim and Ann, maybe some old Zimbabwe connections, and Minister Nelson Unruh from Rio Verde, Brazil, along with his wife Ruth are here. That would be, I don't know if I should introduce him as Bree's parents or Laren's grandparents, but anyway, they're here with us, and we're thankful for that. We just want to welcome them here. We'll look to them for the introduction this morning and for the message, and may we continue to pray for the service. I think we're ready to start with the song.
Take our gospel hymns and sing 137. 137, renew my purpose.
Do so. Serve my fellow. morning to each one. It's good to be here. It feels good. It just feels like we're one together. And that's such a blessing that we can come from different places and we can feel that. And we are very happy to be here to visit Tim and Ann, or Mr. and Mrs. Bays. We really have some good memories from Zimbabwe, even though it's quite a long time ago already, 2003, or I think that was. And I wish I could remember more of the details, but I just have such a good feeling about that time. We were there, and then they came the second time, and they brought their children to our little school, and it was just so neat to get to know them, and it was quick. They were with us a lot, so we got to know them fast, and it was really enjoyable. And it's just so neat how friendships work and how they can be renewed again. We haven't really had a lot to do with each other, but now it just feels like we're right back to where we were in Zimbabwe. And so God is good. We're here this morning to worship Him, to think about Him, think about what He's done for us. Something in the song we just sang reminded me of, we were at annual meeting there in Dodge City, and we Donella found a little apartment or Airbnb type of thing on top of the Red Beard coffee shop. That's what it's called, their little coffee shop in Dodge City. And we were up the stairs on top of that. But anyway, I'd go down in the morning and get a cup of coffee there. And there was a little board. There was a little chalkboard in this coffee shop. And the top, someone had written as a bit of a title, it was prayers and praises. And I thought, wow, that's kind of neat to see that in a coffee shop. And I thought of writing something on there, but I never did. But I thought of writing on there that Jesus has done so much for me, and He'll do the same for you. Now I kind of wish I just had, but I didn't. But isn't that how it is? That Jesus has done so much for you and I. And maybe sometimes I need to be more willing to just say that, or just maybe leave a thought with someone that He will do the same for you. And I know He has. So my thoughts were a little bit, and I'm glad that we can look forward to Nelson, what God has shared with him for a message. I had just a few thoughts about our feet being on the rock. There's actually quite a few verses that talk about God, our rock. One verse says something like, He is not like, or I'm not sure if I have that one marked here, but God, Jesus, they are a rock that we want to be standing on. So in Zimbabwe, there was some big rocks. There was some big domes of rock that sometimes we hiked around on a bit. And I can just feel the feeling on my feet of walking on that rock, and it was gripping, like your feet, they didn't slip. I mean, if it had been wet and rainy, maybe some places could be slippery, but I can just feel it right now, even as you step on that rock, and you can feel it's just solid. And it holds your foot. You just grip. I mean, it would depend on your shoes maybe too, or barefoot. But it just has a good, it's a good feeling, because you can climb a fairly steep rock dome if it's grippy like that. And it's a solid, it's a good feeling. You don't have to worry that your feet are going to slip around. You know, we live in Swan River, Manitoba, so we have to be pretty careful sometimes when we walk, because, well, like our whole yard, it's just a snowpack for most of the winter, probably from November. Our first snowfall, we don't just push it all off. We try to leave a layer, and then we pack it, because it's going to be there all winter. So we want a good snowpack, so that every time we have to push the snow off, there's a layer that stays there, so that we're not always pushing the gravel off of the yard into the creek. So we like a snowpack, and that's usually not very slippery. But if it melts a bit, or if it rains a bit, it can get really slippery. I once came running from the shop to the house, and I hit the sidewalk. I wasn't thinking. I hit the sidewalk, and it was icy, and I was just flat on my back instantly. And I thought, wow, that was fast. So in life, or in the environment we live in today, we want to have our feet on solid ground. We want to have our feet, spiritually speaking, we want to have them on the rock, the solid rock, and it's there. It's available for us just the same as it always has been, even though there's many different things we face in life with all the technology, all the things that we can access, the things we can listen to or see. There's a lot, and it's different than it was 20 years ago or whatever. It's very different. There's way more. But so it's even more important today, isn't it, that we have our feet on the solid rock. And Jesus said that he would build his church on the rock. And that's what makes it a safe place. That's what makes it really, really unchanging, even though we do adapt to changing times. And there's a need for that. But the rock underneath is really the same as it always has been. It's truth. It's God. It's Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. That's all part of the rock, isn't it? It's solid. And it brings us rest when we are walking in truth. And sometimes we have to repent. And we have to turn back, or we maybe come to something in the Word of God that brings it new again, because it is new, and it's living water. But I'm just thinking more of the part of the solid rock. We don't want to be on shifting sand. We don't want to just accept a lot of things just because it's the modern day. We're maybe leaving the old behind us, but really we want our feet on the rock. I'll just read a verse in Deuteronomy chapter 32. Let's read verses 3 and 4. It says, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 3 and 4, "Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he." Then it goes on and talks about people that had corrupted themselves. So as we can keep our feet on the rock, I'll maybe read a couple verses in Psalm 18 as well. Psalm chapter 18. Let's just read from 30 to 36. It says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. So we have a lot going for us as we think of worshiping the true God, giving our hearts to Him. When we're young, we come to that point where we start to feel like we need God, we need a Savior, we need someone to save us from this condemnation, this guilt that I'm feeling. And so we start thinking about God and what would He have for me. And so we pray to Him and we ask Him to forgive our sins. We bring our sins to Him. And I think that needs to happen throughout our lives. We come to Him again and again. You know, Paul said, he says, of sinners whom I am chief, something like that, he says. And so we are sinful people. We have our natures to deal with. But we have so much hope as we come to God, as we bring our burdens to Him, our sins and our burdens. We bring them to Him, and He helps us to again have our feet on that solid rock. And He gives us that peace in our hearts because He has paid the price He took. He has paid for that guilt, and He wants us to bring it to Him and just find that peace and rest. And so we have so much going for us. God has provided all of this so that we can be His children. And so that we can do our little part to help others. The song also talked about having a love for the souls of men. It was worded different than that, but it brings that out. That as God has helped us so much, that we want to do a little something for others too. This old world has lots of trouble. And we can be used by God in His kingdom. So may God bless us this morning as we look forward to His message. Let's kneel for prayer. We come to Thee, Heavenly Father. We thank You for Your goodness to us. Thank You that we can walk on that rock that You have provided, and that we don't need to slip down, although we do sometimes stumble and we do fail and sin. And we thank You that we can get up again and we can continue climbing and walking on that solid rock that is there for us. And we just thank You for all You've done for us. And we pray especially now that You would be with us further in this service. Bless the brother with what You have shared with him, what You have given to him, that he could share it with all of us, and that we could hear Your voice, we could hear Your Holy Spirit too, speaking to us and personally for our own needs. And we just thank You that we can be together like this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Take our church hymnals and sing 519, Give Me a Foothold. 519, help me out. I don't know that I've ever sung this song before.
Do so me, give me a foothold on the rock. Thou shalt
But it's good to be here again this morning. And I appreciated the words of the introduction, and I believe we can just tie right into that. So important that we would have our feet upon the rock. And, you know, there's so many things in the world today that want to take our eyes off the goal, want to take our feet off the rock. So many things that want to come in the way, and in a way you could say that want to pour just a little bit of mud on that rock and then we would slip. Just thinking a little bit of that verse somewhere there in the Gospels, talks about the seed being sown, and it said that seed that's sown, it was among the thorns. It says it's the cares and the riches and the deceitfulness of life came and choked it out. I just was thinking about that, the cares. We could think of those other things, and maybe that applies to us too, but I was just thinking a little bit about the cares today. And that word impressed me, the cares of this life, the many things that affect us, the things that overwhelm us, the things that bring confusion, the things that keep us busy so we don't think on God, the things that affect us in any way in life. And then I was just thinking of the other side of the care of our Father in heaven for us. He wants to free us from those cares. He wants to help us. He wants to lead us. He wants to guide us. He wants to put our foot on that rock. And there is a way. And I was thinking of the many things that we face today. And you know, we get ourselves, so many times we come to that point and we let the cares overtake us and we get sucked down into that mud, into the mire of this world. We become overwhelmed and we come to a point where we feel there's no way out. And we have to sometimes seek extra help. And sometimes we reach beyond, maybe even, I'm not saying it's all wrong, but we reach beyond what would be God's perfect plan because we need help. We need help because we're stuck. And there's many things in this life today offered to help us. There's many books. There's many other things. We can listen to talks. We can listen to many things. And some of those things are good and some of those things maybe aren't so good. And maybe it's more because there is the intellect of man, or then there's the side of our confidence in our Heavenly Father. And you know, when we have confidence, when our feet are on the rock, when we are following the Lord's way, there is light, there is direction, and there is a way, and even through maybe making use of some of these things or not, there is a way forward in this life. But you know, we want to talk about God's perfect plan for us, and it's simple. God's way for us is simple, yet so many times in our minds we complicate that simplicity of the gospel. And we could read just a few verses in Psalms that maybe portray a little bit of that to us. Thinking about the care of God, and I was impressed with the thought of the care of God in our lives and His way and His placing our feet upon that rock, that God uses us as brethren, as people of God, as friends in Christ. He uses us to show His care one for another many times. We can go to Him, that is true. And many times, most times maybe, we go to Him individually in that secret place of prayer and we receive help. It would be amazing if we could show here today, or it would be known in this last week, how many of us, how many times we have been relieved of some extra burden, something that is hindering us, because we took it to the Lord at the right time, at the right place. But then how many of us, and how many times don't we all know this, that we leave it go, we let it ride, we're busy, we're worried about things, we're bogged down, and the cares of this life are just surrounding us and overwhelming us, and we let it go on and on and on. All of a sudden we find ourselves out in that deep, deep water and we can't swim and we're drowning and we're sinking and we just feel despair. When there is a time, and this is just an encouragement to us today. I'm not here to in any way belittle anyone that is way deep in something. But on the other hand, for us as God's people, this would be just an encouraging word that we could somehow notice these things in the beginning and take them to the right place, and the Lord has direction. He has help for us. And he has a way that we can keep our feet on that rock. Let's read here in Psalms 31. Psalms 31, verse 7. Just some simple little pointers for us as God's people. It says, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. Just a real interesting point here. You know, David or whoever was speaking here, yes, it was David. He is recognizing that the Lord rejoices in mercy, and he has considered our trouble. Each one of us individually, we can take that to heart today, that the Lord is considering our trouble. We might think it's so small in comparison to how great he is, but he is considering our trouble. And it says here, thou hast known my soul in adversities. Now let's go to Psalms 145. Psalms 145. Let's start at verse 18. Psalms 145:18. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, and to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. And then the first part of verse 20. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. So once again here, it says the Lord is nigh unto us. All them that call upon him. And that's available to every one of us here today, that we can call on the Lord. And we can come to him with any size of trouble that we have. And the Lord is, I believe he is pleased when we begin to feel just a little anxiety in our heart. We begin to feel there is a little bit of trouble. We begin to feel that I am just a little bit distanced from his love, and that we would begin to call on him. That we would somehow, we would draw nigh. And you know, that part, that the Lord, he understands. He looks on and he understands, but there's something in that. And I believe it is for our own good when we can just humbly come to him in just plain simple. We can just say, like we say sometimes, in plain simple English words. We could just come to him and we could say, Lord, I am facing this thing. It seems so small. As we open it up, it begins to become smaller. It's interesting how it works so many times, but he wants to hear us come to him and humble ourselves and be willing to admit that I need help. So many times that's what hinders our own will, our own way. Our own way of thinking, our own intellect, and we think, maybe I can figure it out. Maybe I can at least do something here, and maybe I can get out of this. And so many times, and it happens time after time, I found it out all my life that, you know, I think this, I'm not going to go through this again. Next time I'm going to be quicker at it. And yet, what is it? It's just our old flesh gets in the way again the next time, and I think I can figure it out. I think I can do something, and I want to slip in deeper. I mean, I don't want to, but it seems I slip in deeper and deeper into that mire, that whatever is that slippery clay that's making us slip and fall. But it says here, he is nigh unto all of them that call upon him, and all them that call upon him in truth. I believe there the truth and humility goes hand in hand, that we would just call upon him and be truthful and tell him exactly what we are facing. And it says he will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. And he will hear their cry and will save them. That's such a precious promise that we have, that the Lord is going to save. But then just going a little bit further into that, as we think of what God has for us, I'd like to just put that on both sides. You know, there's some of us face troubles, and the part to humble ourselves and go to somebody else for a little help. The Lord blesses that when we can do that. Blesses us when we can do that. And yet, on the other hand, I was thinking of the other side of it. The people that are sensitive to what the Lord would have for us and for each other. A people that care. We have a God that cares. We've read about that. And the Lord is very attentive to our cry. But then I was thinking about us as God's sons. The Bible says it so plainly that we are sons of God. We are fellow, I don't know, it talks in Christ. It talks about us in Christ. And being together. And you know, we're together in this. And here we're listening to God our Father. And we look at each other. We're of the same family, the spiritual family. And do we care? Do we care about each other? Are we sensitive enough to notice when somebody is going through a struggle? Have we taken the time to notice when that it looks like my brother, my sister is a little downcast? Maybe there's something affecting you. I know them pretty good. And usually they're cheerful. Usually they're very upbeat in life. Usually they're this way or this way. And all of a sudden one day we notice something. And our tendency is that we just kind of, well, we'll keep on. How is it today with us? I believe that the Lord has a place, a part for each one of us in this thing of the God's caring for each other. Maybe that brother, that sister should be open, should be humble to be willing to go and to open up and to receive help. But you know, sometimes that's so difficult. You all know, we know, I know how it is in our flesh. And that willingness to go and that humility sometimes is lacking. But then we have that brother that is sensitive and he notices that little downcast look. And he steps up to him and he says, "Brother, how's it going?" And sometimes that's all it takes. Or it might be just a friendly greeting or a little message sent or something. And that's all it takes and it breaks our heart and we're willing to just open up. And I've found out sometimes when we're willing to do that, sometimes it's almost like a flood comes forth from that person. They're just so willing and eager and they're so happy that they finally found somebody that asked them and they were willing to open up. Sometimes it takes the humility to ask, humility to care, the humility to spend a little time, and then that person is willing to open up. That person maybe don't even realize they have opened up, but they share something they are facing in life, and there's light, there's direction to go ahead. And I was impressed with that thought again. We were just discussing that lately in a group somewhere, and it impressed me again, that thought. That, you know, the Lord don't ask that we would have all the answers. You know, us as leaders, we studied a little about leaders today, and every one of these brethren here that are married is a leader. And then there's some of us that maybe have been asked for something a little more, thinking of a group or leader in the school board or whatever it might be in whatever area we are in life. But us as leaders, we need to be attentive to that also, that the people don't always request or require. And we in our troubled minds, we don't always require that somebody has to have all the answers. I heard somebody say that recently in a visit. That sister just had the humility to tell some staff members, you know, when we come to you and we unload our burden, we dump out that bucket of slop, so as to say, we don't always expect that you have to have all the answers and be quick to tell us exactly what all. We just need somebody. Somebody that is willing to listen. Somebody that cares. Somebody that takes a little bit of time for us. She said, many times we know the answers. And you know, I think you all have noticed that many times. Really deep down inside, we know the answers. We know that we need to come to the Lord. We know that we need to somehow unload these burdens. And yet, so many times, that is pressed down inside because the cares of this life, those many burdens, the many things that affect us, the busyness, the technology, whatever it is in life that is filling our mind, presses that down underneath. And we don't seem to realize what the answer is, and yet it's hidden there. The Spirit of God is true and faithful. And you know, as we take the time to listen, or we take the time to go to somebody that is willing to listen and we unload that burden, all of a sudden the answers come forth. They're pressed down in underneath, but they come to the top because we are unloading that burden and then the answers are there. And I have found many times that as we are sharing one with another, and somebody that has been pressed down with the burdens of this life and have been struggling deeply with certain areas of life, they begin to bring out exactly what would be the answer for my life. And then we can come along and we can just encourage, yes, brother or sister, there is the answer. That is, the Lord has shown you already. And we would somehow just give a word of encouragement that they could continue on in that way. And there's times that it requires a humility on our part that maybe if they don't have the answers that we would be willing. In humility, share a little experience of how something has worked in our life. And so many times, it is so beautiful the way the Lord has for us that we can care one for another. There is a way. I was just remembering the parable of the Good Samaritan and the caring that that one had for that man fallen by the wayside. Sometimes we don't see it. You know, in a literal, natural sense, that man was beaten up. He was bleeding. He was laying by the wayside. It was obvious. But I was thinking about us in our spiritual caring one of another. Sometimes we see that brother going along with his head held high. He's putting on a brave front. Maybe he's a little noisier than usual. We sometimes notice that in our youth. And yet, deep inside, there is a cry that is being cried out. And maybe there is a cover-up that they don't realize it. But subconsciously, we, as poor human beings, we try to put on a front. We want to go ahead. We want to show that things are all right when down inside there's a deep cry. And really, really, maybe that person that we see walking along, maybe he has fallen by the wayside. And if we don't have the wisdom of the Spirit of God in our lives, maybe we don't notice that. And yet we need to stop, and we need to kneel down, and we need to help. Or sometimes we are the one that has fallen by the wayside, and we haven't even perceived that I am deep in despair, or maybe that I have a deep offense in my life, or that there is something troubling me, or there is a root of bitterness springing up in my life. And that brother, that good Samaritan walking by, takes the time to come and kneel there beside us and pour in that oil and bind up those wounds and help us to get up. I see a wonderful way that the Lord has for us as we go through life. Can we care one for another? That's the way we're going to keep our feet on the rock. There is so many ways, and the Lord has brought forth. There is so many ways that we can help each other. And these small things, we could say small hidden things that take place between two people here, or two people there, or three there, as we go along in life, can prevent some very drastic things that take place in life. Very serious troubles in life that later we require much more help, much more time spent, much more of an emotional struggle. And sometimes we get ourselves in such a whirl that it comes to a place that there, by ourselves there seems like there is no way out, and there is no way out. And then there is those extra helps that sometimes we need to have. But you know, so many times the Lord's simple way that is brought forth in the Word of God, the simple care one for another, and realizing that God cares for me and for you, realizing that God is looking out for us, and He has ordained that in His Word that we would somehow reach out one to another. There is something in that. You know, there's that verse in James also. It says pure religion and undefiled is this: when we visit the fatherless and the widow in their affliction, and then keep ourselves unspotted from the world. But I was just impressed with that thought again today as I was thinking about that, of visiting the fatherless and the widow. Many times we look at that in a natural way. But you know, we have those fatherless among us that maybe their natural father is not of the faith, is not a Christian. We have those among us that don't have a father, like just like the Scripture teaches. We have those widows among us that maybe their spouse has not been in the right way, and it's far from the fold today. And then it talks about visiting the fatherless and the widow. And I believe it includes all of that in that, in a spiritual sense, the caring one for another. And it comes out in the natural way too. I believe that fully, that we have those fatherless and widows among us, and they need visiting. But you know, I believe it just englobes all of that, that we would care one for another. We would care that we would together be on the rock, that together we would be willing to help each other stay on the rock, keep each other from slipping, pulling the next one up. And I was thinking of that also, that a while back we went down to look at our little waterfalls down in the woods, and there was some slippery rocks, there was moss on them rocks right by the water, and that little grandson of mine was walking along, and he was pretty independent walking down that path to that waterfalls, and he wanted to go on his way, and he wanted to walk alone, go ahead. But all of a sudden, when we were on these slippery rocks, he was glad to hold my hand, that I could help him over them slippery spots. And I was just thinking of the same thing for us today. It pictures something so beautiful. So many times we're so independent, and I can walk on my own. And, you know, when things are going good, there's nothing wrong with that, and yet we need each other. When we can realize and have the humility to know that I am slipping, I'm in a slippery spot, and I would reach out to my brother or my sister, or I would reach up to the hand of my God that is caring so carefully for me, and I would hang on tight. And why couldn't we do that all the time? Why can't we do that every day? Can we remember that as we go through the coming weeks, we would hang on to the hand that is next to us, that is above us, that is beside us, that brother or sister in a spiritual way that we're hanging on to each other. We're going through a slippery time in life. I believe that fully. We're in dark times. There is many things that we face. There's many things that want to attack our minds. There's much that would want to attack our faith, our simple trusting faith in God. And yet, when we are holding on to each other's hands, in that sense that we are accepting, maybe we're the little grandson. Maybe we're the one that's little and we feel weak and shaky and we're willing to reach out to that one that we have trust and confidence in. You know, that simple little question, that simple humility to say, brother, pray for me today. I'm in a struggle. I need a little extra prayer today. Or think about me a little bit. Remember me. Or maybe we do that to somebody else. We say, brother, today I'm remembering you. I realize you're going through a struggle. I see that you're a little low. And we lay our hand on their shoulder for a little bit. You know, we're caring for each other. Let's read one more verse to conclude here in 1 Peter, a very familiar verse. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. 1 Peter 5, 7, it says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. We've spoke of the different ways that we can cast our care upon him. Many times it's one with another. Many times it's going to our brethren. And many, many times it's going to our loving Heavenly Father. He wants to help us, and we can cast our cares on him. And every time that we can come to him again and cast our cares on him, we're keeping our feet on that rock, that solid rock. Because he is the one. That rock is so solid and so firm that all the cares of this life can be placed there. He can take care of them. He can disappear them. He can take them out of our life, and we can have confidence and we can go ahead. May the Lord bless us that we can just keep our feet on that rock and that we can take our cares to him. And that we together can take our cares to him. We can share one another's burdens. That little old saying that I read years ago, I don't even remember how it is, but a shared burden becomes a light load to carry. I think that's very important for us today. Let's be willing to share our burden with our brother, to share his burden, that he would help us, we would help him. That we could help each other on the walk of life, and the Lord will bless us. Let's kneel for prayer. Our kind and loving and gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, and we thank thee for thy love and care and mercy. And help us, O Father, that we would be willing to come to thee, that we would be willing to go to each other, that we would be willing to care one for another, that we would be willing to visit one another. We know that in the busyness of life, the cares of this life, in today's day and age, many times this falls by the wayside. But, O Father, renew this in our minds and our lives, that we need each other, and that we are facing difficult times, and that we need to be on the rock. Help us to be true and faithful to each other and to thee. Help us to trust in thee as a true and faithful Father. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's take our Christian hymnal and turn to number 548. 548. Blessed be the
people.
to the words of that song. Let's all stand. Closing prayer. Our Father, we just simply bow before you, Lord, this morning as our Creator. You are our burden bearer. You are our inspiration. And Father, we are thankful that again this morning you have remembered us. And for that, our hearts just say thank you. Just continue to bless your word into our hearts. Continue to lead us. Be with those who are bearing burdens. Just continue, Lord, to fill the needs among us. Continue to fill our hearts. Continue to lead us. Father, in our hearts is a desire to just simply follow. And we want to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.